Spirits of French Lick is proud to introduce the Lee Sinclair 4-Grain Bottled and Bond Bourbon. This 4-year-aged, double-pot distilled, non-chill-filtered bourbon has creamy, round, and lifting notes with caramel and vanilla, followed by apple, mint, graham cracker, and ginger, as well as cardamom. The finish is slightly French walnut, resolving the sweet, fruity, almost ground cherry and white pepper. Our spirits are available for tasting and purchase inside the French Lick Winery and Distillery. Spirits of French Lick. Respect the grain. Please enjoy responsibly. This is Alan Bishop, head alchemist at Spirits of French Lick. Be on the lookout for our brand new bottled and bond Solomon Scott rye whiskey. Made from a mash composed of 65% rye, 35% corn, and 5% victory malt, this 5-year-old 100-proof rye whiskey is a throwback to early 1800s style rye whiskeys of the Ohio Valley. Named after the legendary Daisy Spring Mill distillery owner turned moonshiner Solomon Scott of Paoli, Indiana. Remember, drink responsibly and never drink and drive.
God, I turned it down for.
Drinking bourbon, sipping on scotch. We get a little wild, but it's sure fun to watch. We love what we do, we're drinking every brew, and we talk some shit, but we're telling.
Facebook,
YouTube. I believe that gets better every time I hear it.
Yeah, I've got the words memorized. Kenny Fuller, woo! Luca Mariano, Old Americana Band, and Kenny Fuller himself. He's been posting some things. Check him out on Facebook. He's just got a really good vibe going. Kenny did that for us. Like you said, every time we give him a shout out, check him out. I actually think that Kenny's got a bright career ahead of him, and I hope that we're doing something to help him, because he did that, and it's
pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's just like every time I hear it for the Scotchy Bourbon Boys, I just want to like flip out. It's just like bourbon. I can't believe it. It's just so much better than the actual podcast.
Yes. Like, we're sorry for the letdown after the great opening theme.
Yeah, exactly. When I was working with him, I'm like a little bit of put some Mellencamp in it, and he just nailed the shit out of it. But there's no technical difficulties. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just kind
of way too
perfect and polished, and we're just raw and fucked up on a regular basis. You know, that's what that's about. Let me I'm going to get our Facebook up too. See what, just keep everybody, you know, now that we're Facebook Live. Oh, so it's just going to, now I got to turn it back down. See, once again, just technically we always have issues, but it's not so much our technical equipment. Sometimes it is, right?
You're right.
Sometimes the technical equipment just goes haywire, but other times it's just our brains. So hang in there. Thank you for watching the Scotchy Bourbon Boys tonight.
We got another person join us, Tony Rosansky.
Yep.
Hey, Hi, Tony. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah. And tonight's podcast, what I've just decided, we're within a month of Kentucky Bourbon Festival. We're going to be, the Scotchy Bourbon Boys are going to be there in force every day at the festival, podcasting, representing, going around, talking to people, just loving whiskey or bourbon. And tonight, what I want to do is, there are still those 3-day passes available. Tickets are available for the festival, and you got to come down and, say hi to us, because there is something for everyone there. And I've got the list tonight of the events that are happening. The different kind of things that, you know, that are going to be happening, what we're going to be going to. We've purchased our tickets for the different events that we want to go to, and then all the stuff that is leading up. But what I want to do first is we're the Scotchy Bourbon Boys, www.scotchybourbonboys for everything Scotchy Bourbon Boys. Check everything out there. We have our awesome Glencairns. If you could see that, that's for the YouTube people. Now the audio people can, and then there's for Facebook Live. But at the same time, t-shirts and everything. And we have our Patreon program on there in the top right hand corner. Click that, support us. We've done our first barrel pick, the Knob Creek barrel pick. That's going to be out right now. We might have a select few more bottles left, but overall that barrel pick has been vouchered out.
Not only was that the choice of the Scotchy Bourbon Boys, and a shout out to Carrie Sullivan in the barrel room who made it all possible with us, and our great guides that were with us, but it was also met the approval and was the first choice of Sandy No, who we were privileged to have join us on that barrel pick.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was some pretty cool stuff. I don't know what happened here. Oh, that's what happened. But also, what are we looking at? Still some people, but yeah, welcome everybody for, you know, for coming and watching. Feel free to comment. We're on Facebook. If you go to the Jeffrey Mueller Facebook page, you can comment. We'll see your comments. We'll see who's watching. But getting to what we got, and I'm Tiny. This is Xavier. We didn't even do our introduction tonight.
You're supposed to do it like this. You're
Tiny.
And you're supposed to come back to me and you're...
And you're who?
I forget. Oh, Xavier.
Yeah, there you go. Xavier.
That's why we didn't do it, because we don't remember half the time.
Yeah, but we don't even... I mean,
we don't even use the names. This is how lame we are.
Yeah,
whatever. We came up with aliases because we didn't want to use our real names on social media, and then we're so wasted that we end up calling each other by our actual names.
But that's not... That's what it was initially when we did the art podcast, right, which was looking at a while on YouTube. Right. You could check that out, computerartman.com. That's a early us.
That was a very early us.
And
I think I was the one that was the first to use an alias there.
Well, you didn't. Yeah,
I didn't use about social media and whatnot.
Yeah, but now you're not. We just kept them because, well, I was Computer Art Man. Now I'm Tiny because that was the nickname that I was always given, and it just made sense to do that. But also, tonight we have some new members.
All right.
And, you know, you're supposed to be doing the new member thing.
Where do you have them posted at?
Well, on the Scotchy Bourbon Boys thing, as always.
They weren't there last week.
We didn't do new members last week because there weren't any.
that's so lame, Tiny.
No, it's not. We do it once a week, and last week we did it Monday, Tuesday.
Jesus, we do it once a week, except when we don't. Yeah.
Well, but if there aren't any, you can't do it. I mean, it's just that simple. God damn it, I need some bourbon. I'm going to fucking pour some, because this is not going the way I wanted it to. So it's a little, I have the whole thing organized in my head, but, you know.
Hey, look, I've got a new Mueller, new members page.
Did you find it?
I haven't even had a drink yet. Yeah, here we go. I have our new members. I better put my glasses on so I don't.
So this is the old fucks reading.
Old fucks trying to read.
Yeah,
that's okay. This is a little bit better than the barrel labels or the bottle labels. Jason Poljak, Anthony Prusik, Micah Smith, Scott Smart, Michael Hadley, and Casey Garrison. Welcome aboard, all of you, and thanks so much.
Yeah, Matt said he loves the Maker's Bottles, and Greg says good evening. And tonight, what we want to do is we want to go over, we'll just keep going forward in the broke-ass podcast that we're doing. Yes, you found us on www.scotchybourbonboys, but you can find us on all social media. Facebook, which you're watching live right now, YouTube, which you can see soon, all the major podcast formats, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter, the major podcast formats of Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon. You know, you can ask Siri for Apple Podcasts. You can ask Alexa. You can get played. So, you know, just make sure
that you can find us. We're not hiding.
Wherever you listen, listen, like, comment, and subscribe, please. All those are very important to us. I kind of got all that through. We got the thing.
You actually did that very well.
Well, I don't know if it was well, but it got done, right? So one of the cool things about Kentucky Bourbon Festival, it's September 16th through 18th. Like I said, the three-day pass tickets are available. Right now, the VIPs are sold out. They had two VIP packages, which sold out right away. But the tickets are there. And one of the cool things about the tickets this year is that on all 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, all the samples come with the ticket price. Last year, there was a bracelet, and you had to buy, I believe it was 5 tickets for $25. Some of the samples were 2 tickets. Some of them were 1 ticket, you know, and people were, you know, doing the ticket thing. But in reality, this year, and the price of it at the time was, we got Super Nash joined us.
Super Nash.
He's sipping on some Penelope White Label, which we'll get to that in a little bit.
Awesome.
But what on those tickets this year, it's all inclusive. I mean, you are going to be able to, those three days, when you're there, sample from, I believe, now I counted on the website 47, but I believe there are 50 different whiskey vendors there this year. If Randy's watching, he could correct me, but I think he actually said, and if it's coming off my, you know, what, you know, and now I can just name a few because I have them. I believe. Let's see. That's there. Somewhere I had them. Oh my God, I did. I was at KentuckyBourbonFestival.com. And now I'm not. Nope, right here. Maybe this is it. Maybe this is where they were. Let's see.
There we go.
Yes, our proud distillery partners. And let's just go through them of what you're going to be able to sample. The Bardstown Bourbon Company. The James B. Beam Distilling Company. The Heaven Hill Distillery. The Four Roses. E.J. Curley and Company. Maker's Mark. Preservation. Distillery, Rabbit Hole, Old Forester, RD1, Kentucky Owl, Woodford Reserve, Angel's Envy, Barrel Craft Spirits, Buffalo Trace, Bullet Bourbon, Green River, Log Still Distillery, Lucky 7, Lux Row, Michter's, sorry about that, that's an old slip up right there, Wilderness Trail, Wild Turkey, Barrel House Distilling Company, Bluegrass Distillers, Blue Note. I'm looking forward to that. I love Blue Note. Broken Barrel, Boone County, Chicken Cock Whiskey. Woo! There you go, Mr. Craig Schneider, the master distiller there. We look forward to that. Castle and Key, Jephthah Creed, Neely Family Distillery, Royce and Rebecca, New Riff, Limestone Branch, Luca Mariano. Woo!
Right.
Jennifer Brandt was engaged earlier this week. Congratulations to Jennifer.
That's awesome.
Then you've got Kenny doing everything for us as far as, you know, that's through there. And you can't, Francesco, just an amazing owner and
great guy.
You know, just what they're doing.
One of the many great
brand.
Owners / distillers that we have the privilege of being New associated Lou. With.
Proof and Wood, Penelope, which I just was on a barrel pick last Thursday with, it's going to be Danny Polisi. I got it right. He was the master blender, and Matt Ward was their rep and had a great time. Oh. And then they came up to the barrel room, and we did a tasting up there.
That was last Thursday night.
Yep.
And that was just a fun time. Once again, thank you to Carrie Sullivan.
Yes, of the barrel room. Yes.
Yep.
Wonderful. Just keep doing partnered thing, making the barrel room a place to go.
Got to meet those guys. Got to see one of our old new buddies, Chris Thompson.
Yes, that? Which he supplied one of the maker's marks that we'll talk about.
Oh, here. Fantastic.
So then we got Pinhook, Peerless Distilling, Kentucky Peerless Distilling, sorry. Old Ingram River Aged, Old Stillhouse Distillery, Three Chord, Town Branch, Pensive Pursuit Spirits, which is Kenny Coleman and Ryan Cecil, and then Lexington Brewing and Distilling Company.
Wow, that's quite a lineup.
Yeah, that's, would you, oh, come on. What just happened? Good
you
thing.
You didn't go away?
Yeah, just the distiller's role. Maybe it's right here. Yeah, there, it's not gone. But, you know, that's a huge lineup. We're just super excited. When you go through, they're all going to be there. They're all going to be sampling. I mean, James, what Jim Beam's going to be sampling, or Four Roses, what, you know. And then that brings us to the special, you know, there's the special events that happen in, you know, there. And then we'll go over that in a couple seconds. But then there's the 22 barrel picks for this year and the Kentucky Bourbon Festival. And one, you know, they did two Knob Creeks. They did, you know, revisited Maker's Mark again. They had Rabbit Hole, Penelope. I mean, New Riff. I was on that pick. Elijah.
You've been on about 8 barrel picks, haven't you?
No, I was only at 3 for Kentucky Bourbon Festival this year. The okay. 3 that I got the honor to be on, and honestly, it's an honor to be on a pick for the Kentucky Bourbon Festival. You are picking for one of the premier world bourbon festivals, the bourbon that people are going to want to drink and taste and buy while they're there. Now, the really cool thing about Kentucky Bourbon Festival is, compared to last year, is one, they're going to have Justin's House of Bourbon Bottle House open all 3 days. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, they will section off. Then the distilleries, based off of everything, can sell the bottles there. They can pick and choose what they want to sell there. So you are going to be able to purchase bottles of whiskey as a collector, as a bourbon festival thing, and get some of the best bourbon in the world right there while you're there. Plus, you can sample it before you freaking buy it. Now, I don't know how much is going to be available up at the time. You know what I mean? I don't know what's actually going to be what they're going to sell or what they're not going to sell. But I know the 22 barrel picks that happened this year. Now, I was on the Elijah Craig barrel proof pick with Connor O'Driscoll and Justin Thompson of Justin's House of Bourbon, Randy Prossy, and forgive me, there was one more person. She works for Bourbon, the Bourbon Review magazine in Kentucky, but it's just, that's not there right now. But we went on that pick and picked a fantastic barrel from there. And then also we went on a pick, I went on the pick with Wilderness Trail. Now, Wilderness Trail was with Randy, Justin, myself, and then Macaulay Minton is their barrel selection committee leader. He's the one that puts out the barrels, and we picked a fantastic barrel for Wilderness Trail. And then last but not least, I went on the New Riff pick with Randy, and I want to say, I just not, it's, it's RD, he's the guy from RD1, which is Registered Distillery 1, and I know his name, and it's just eluding me. You know, once again, Tiny sucks at names. Anybody out there, if whatever.
You don't see us jumping forward to say, here, let me do that.
No,
so
no.
You do all right.
No, there's about 14 different names that come to my mind, and I'm just not going to throw them out there. But we did that pick for New Riff.
And I just have a question.
It's right over there. That's one of the things I wanted. It's that white bottle. Yep. Yes, what's your question?
How did you end up with a pour and I don't?
Because you didn't ask for one when I actually went for it because I was having a lot of technical brain difficulties. And if you noticed, I gotten a lot better, you know, since that.
Since you've had a sip, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, since I had a sip. So I'm this New Riff pick. Here it comes. You're getting a little New Riff, my friend.
I'm getting some New Riff, okay.
This is the barrel pick. Now, I hit this up just the other day. Chris Thompson stopped in before we went to the thing, and I gave him a little bit of this pick. And honestly, in the bottle, after a little bit of time, it really is delicious. It was a good pick. I actually texted Randy that was a good pick that we did. I was in agreement now. About a month later, but the nose on it is good. That's pretty good.
It is.
Get a little bit of apple, red apple, a little bit of vanilla, a little bit of caramel.
You get a lot of caramel up front and a subtle apple fruit taste, which goes to a tartar taste of.
Uh-huh.
Side and back palate.
But not too, like, a bitter.
No, it's not bitter, but it definitely gets a little to the, I would say, bitier side.
Yeah, a little bit. It's New Riff. I mean, honestly, that is a really good pick for who, you know, people, there's a lot of people who like New Riff, and this is a pretty damn good pick. So anyways, so you got those barrel picks that are going to be sold every day at the festival, you know, 22 of them. It's going to be so hard to choose. I mean, I can tell you honestly,
from Tiny's the bottom, going to U-Haul trip.
No, from the bottom of my heart, I'm not walking away with 22 picks. I'm just not.
I'll believe that's that a lot. When I see it.
No, no, no. I know which ones. I, the one pick that I really want will be the chicken cock. Greg Schneider, that is the first ever barrel pick. I might even try and pick up two of those bottles and have Greg sign one and just put it up. Because it's the first ever chicken cock barrel pick. You know, maybe, that bringing that brand back and having that first ever barrel pick is pretty cool. So, you know, I was cool on those three we just talked about. And that barrel pick's pretty good. And see that bottle right up there on the, right yes. up there? I've also, that's a whole nother bottle of this. So I was able to get something decent out of the pick to start off so I could just keep remembering. So then another pick from last year that we're going to be tasting is last year's Maker's Mark. And I believe it's, yes, this one is the Bourbon Capital of the World. It is signed by Denny Potter. I'll show everybody that. We got a signed bottle when we picked up this one. This one was what, and this one has the, I was ready for this because, you know, old men trying to read labels is a horrible thing. It's a
bad, bad blend of.
But this is, 3 Baked American Puree, 4 Maker's Mark 46, 1 Baked, 1 Roasted French Medient, Medient, M-E-D-I-A-N-T, Medient, 1 French Medient stave, and 2 Toasted French Spice staves. So this is 110.7, 55.35, and it was May 2021 when it was bottled and sold last year.
14 months ago.
But the one that came out with the state of Ohio had 10 French Medient staves and Medient.
Medient, okay.
Medient.
I've never heard of that.
But we are going to be drinking tonight the Maker's Mark. Give you a little bit of this. This is the barrel pick from last year. And this one I looked forward to. It was like their premier pick. Once again, You can see that for Facebook. You can see that Bourbon Capital of the World, Bardstown, Kentucky. That was the pick for the festival. So that was really kind of a cool one. So let's give that one a try. But these picks are coming again. We're going to be doing these. They're going to be available to everybody out there. And that's one of the really cool things. So while we're sipping on this, I want to go over what actually else is going to be happening at the... There is so much that happens, okay? So Wednesday, at the festival actually soft opens, I would say, at the Bardstown Bourbon Company Wednesday at 1 p.m. It's equipped and ready to cocktail. So it's a purchased event that you would buy, and then they go over cocktails and that kind of thing. I do, it's funny because I got two emails. I'm not going to go, and then I'm just going to go over what there is. So then Thursday at 1 o'clock are two things at the Bardstown Bourbon Company. Again, tasting whiskey past and present. And then the other one is the Discovery Series Deconstructed. Both happening at 1 and 2:30 at the Bardstown Bourbon Company. It's still the soft opening. But the actual opening, which there are still tickets for, I just checked online, is Thursday at 6 p.m., Bourbon in the Air. You don't want to miss this. If you're going down for the festival, these tickets are what you want. You 100% want them, right? Because this one is all the master...
Are there still tickets available for Bourbon in the Air, or is it sold out?
No, I just went over I checked the website.
There's still more.
Yeah, okay. I just checked the website before the podcast, and they are still okay. Available for Bourbon in the Air. So you want to go to this. The reason why you want to go to this is because it's like the festival, but instead of samples that are regular, you know, regular samples of the bourbon, and maybe here or there a little bit higher end, you know, type samples from all 50 booths. This is the night that the master distillers, the head distillers, all the people come out to run their booth. Last year, Steve Nally was pouring at Bardstown Bourbon Company. Brent Elliott was at Four Roses.
Yep.
You can meet the distillers, and they'll pour you their special pours. We had the limited edition Four Roses 2021 with Brent Elliott. That's the only time I drank that, and it was delicious drinking with him. So it's an event with 50 distilleries all pouring some of their best bourbon that they have. I think the Fernand one from Bardstown Bourbon Company, that Fernand's, that's what it is. And they were pouring that all night long. I mean, it's just a really cool thing. Now, Friday, 12:30, the Bardstown Bourbon Company opens, not the Bardstown, but the festival opens up. The bourbon opener with the Bardstown Bourbon Company, that's at 12:30. All these are purchased additional tickets. Then there's the Cocktail Creations, The Bitter's Truth, which is 12:30. Then Cooking with Bourbon with Chef Uida Michael, that's at 3:30, it's finished. A deep dive into secondary barrel finishing. It's a event. Then that was Friday. Let's see, Saturday. Wait a second. Oh my God. Okay, so what it was there? All right, I'll just keep Friday. So I guess I have to go to the other. I think I do have the other. I have one more. It should be right here. No. Right here. No. Damn it. All right. Oh, it's. That's not. Is that? Yeah. Hold on. I can come up here. Sorry, folks, but I'll just do this. Here's the ticket update. Okay, the bourbon opener, the bourbon engagement. Okay, so that was it. Friday, I was reading those, and it was the bourbon opener, and then there was Friday at 4:30, the bourbon engagement with the James B. Distilling Company.
James B. Bean, right?
Right. James B. Beam Distilling Company. And we are going to that.
Yes, we are.
We've got tickets to that. We're excited about going to that. And then Saturday, again, the bourbon opener at 12:30. It's Taste Through History with Old Forester. Then the original works of bourbon at Rabbit Hole. Then Saturday at 4:30, the original works of bourbon Rabbit Hole happy hour with food. And then Sunday, the bourbon Benedictine and bourbon, which is the end of Kentucky Bourbon Festival. Now we'll drop back down. Those are some of the premium drinking and eating events. And then I believe, let's go over, we were doing that Friday. We had cooking and then finished Friday. It's finished a deep dive into, yes, we talked about that. And then Saturday is Friday at 5 o'clock, the mash hour. Oh, look, isn't that ridiculous? There's the Saturday engagement again. Like it wasn't there.
That's on Friday.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's on Friday, right?
Right.
It's a Saturday at 4:30.
Where does it say Saturday at 4:30?
What does that say? Saturday 4:30, purchase with Jim Beam. Then Friday, and then you come up here.
I thought it was on Friday,
actually. Hold on. We're going to go here.
Doesn't matter, but.
No, it's on Friday, because Saturday. Oh, there's a bourbon. Wait a second. What just happened? It's Saturday. Wait, right? Doesn't that say Saturday at 4:30, original works? No, that's. What is going on?
There's
Friday. 4:30, bourbon engagement, right?
Okay, yes. Yeah, so
and then when I come down here, anyways, it's Friday. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. That's strange.
Maybe it's... Wait! Okay, there's the opener with Old Forester. What the fuck? The fucking emails are like going crazy. It's just like, holy crap. It's like, that's pretty good. So... Granted, go to the Kentucky Bourbon Festival, kybourbonfestival.com, and if you buy your tickets for the three-day pass, you will then have access to these events. These special events, folks, are for people who have tickets already. You got to have tickets. You got to have your tickets, and these are add-ons. So these awesome add-ons make Kentucky Bourbon Festival amazing, right?
They do.
So are we getting in more comments?
I haven't seen any new ones. At least my screen hasn't refreshed.
Well, you were just seeing the old ones?
Okay. I could have said we're just seeing the old ones.
Okay.
But I said we're not seeing any new ones.
So well, it's just said, the same thing. Okay. So, visit us. Visit the distillers, the distilleries. Come down, the events, there's live music. You'll get to hopefully see Kenny Fuller perform the Scotchy Bourbon Boys.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, we're hoping for that. And, so what we'll go back a little bit onto these. What the hell's going on? What do I got? How?
You poured yourself two pours.
What do you mean? Here we go. What's this?
Look in both of your hands. What do you mean? What do you mean? Huh? What?
That tastes like whiskey. Let's see. Oh. I love Maker's Mark. That is a good pick. Did you try that?
I don't remember. I think I have.
Yeah, that's what
I have
it is.
New riff here.
No, we don't. No. I gave you the Maker's Mark. You drank the new riff. I gave you that. That's pretty good.
No, that's not Maker's Mark. That's not Maker's Mark.
Yes, it's.
I don't think you get if you poured it in there. I still had some new riff in there because it doesn't taste like Maker's Mark.
I don't believe you. You're just getting more of this barrel pick out of
just
me.
Just a little. I don't need that much.
That's Maker's Mark. Now you saw that. That's the barrel pick. Now taste it. Taste if it tastes the same.
Now see, that's Maker's Mark. It's got the Maker's Mark nose, which is unmistakable.
It's amazing what suggestive marketing can do to someone's palate.
Not suggestive marketing. I was the one, if you remember the first blind taste test we had, I got the Maker's Mark right.
Oh. I have it on video. Everybody thought they got it
right. No, I got Maker's Mark right. Go back and play it.
I will.
And then we did the first one upstairs.
Yeah,
I have a year ago.
No, what are you talking?
Actually, 2 years ago.
No, three.
No, it wasn't three. It was after we'd been to Kentucky Bourbon.
Okay, Fest. Okay, 2 years and 10 months, closer to three. But it was that long ago.
Whatever.
But whatever. I still
this
have.
This is Maker's.
Just so you know. Of course it's Maker's. You saw the bottle and you saw.
Yeah, but I know how you operate.
But the first one was.
It could have been ice fucking
tea. The first one was Maker's too.
No, it wasn't. Yeah. I was still drinking my Peerless.
Okay, your new riff. But you did the new riff, and I took both the glasses.
I drink whatever my non-Maker's was. Now this is Maker's. Well, if you top me off, there might have been still some Peerless in there or God bless it, new riff in there that was influencing my taste buds.
I'm trying. Holy crap, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Good pick. It really finishes caramely, like a ton of caramel. All right, so these picks that you're going to get, everybody's going to have a shot at. I mean, 22 bottles that you can buy right there is a pretty cool thing.
Pretty amazing.
So, you know, Kentucky Bourbon Festival is coming up. We're going to be there. So stop by, say hi at the booth. We have all our merchandise available for purchase there. So you'll see so many different vendors, people that make signs, people that make pillows. I mean, anything that you can make, there's bourbon syrup, minor food, different types of food
Don't
products.
Don't forget our buddy Old Man Bay and his
yes.
crap.
And the, well, your head's right in front of it. You should probably duck. There you go. That's Old Man Bay, which is Matt Bay. He makes signs. He made that for us. We picked that up at Kentucky Bourbon Festival last year. So make sure that you check that out also. So
nice.
Let's get into... We only got a couple more to taste. I did want to go. All right. So let's do a week in review. Last week, we did our couple podcasts. I went to... on Thursday... We skipped the podcast day because I went down to Dublin, Ohio, right in a little part right outside of Columbus, correct?
Right.
And it's a nice little town, town street, you know, hall kind of thing with coffee shops. And I believe I went to the, what was it called? I'm not even going to try, but we met down there in Dublin, and Penelope was there, and they had 9 different barrels to choose from for the state of Ohio. And Penelope purchases MGP barrels out of Indiana, and then they bring them back to, or samples back to New Jersey. Michael Palladini and Danny
starts with a P.
Wait.
3 syllables.
I know. It's Polisi. Thank you. There it is. Once again, Danny, you explained this to me. I've said it a million times. I said it earlier in this, but Danny Polisi and Matt Ward were there. Michael was not there, but Michael's founder and the bourbon is named after his first daughter, Penelope. So that's how that works. And we did the barrel pick. Andemic was there. Just names the rest of the people. Her boss was also there. And I want to say it's Lorraine, but you know what? I am... Just as I go along, I'm getting more and more confident of the names of the people. Kevin was there. Kevin, don't have his last name, but Kevin has been inviting me to the Ohio barrel picks. And that one was a fun one to be a part. We picked 9 of the barrels. And there was toasted oak, barrel proof, and they had a few of the... what would you say? Finished barrels. So it was a unique experience. When you pick for the Kentucky Bourbon Festival, you're picking one barrel. when you're picking for OHLQ, you're picking for the whole state. You're not picking for a festival, 200 and some bottles per barrel. You're picking for millions, probably almost a million people, in, or maybe, let's say, at least 750,000 people drink bourbon in Ohio out of the 11 million that, I mean, I think, wait, it's like between Cincinnati, Columbus, Akron, Canton, and Cleveland, there's an awful lot of people in the state of Ohio. But I think it's 11 million total, isn't it? Something like that.
You know, I was thinking that the population of Ohio was 18 million, but I may be wrong.
Or maybe it dropped to 16 million now. But whatever, you're picking for the whole state. And that's a whole different ball game to do. And it's kind of fun to do both, you know. So that's a lot of fun. But afterwards, Danny and Matt came up with us to the barrel room. And we had a tasting at the barrel room with about 50 people.
Yep.
So, we had an event that I felt had the attendance that I always was hoping. It took us a little bit of time to get there. I hope we can keep doing it.
Yep.
But there was glassware for 30 of the first 30 people. We tasted the white label. We tasted the third category was the Architect.
Right.
And then we tasted Architect 2, and we tasted Barrel Proof, and we tasted Toasted Oak and the White Label. Four different expressions.
Toasted Oak and Architect were delicious, but the Toasted Oak and Architect stand out the most.
Right. So we want to thank
Simple Little Mind
Penelope for a wonderful day hanging out with the Scotchy Bourbon Boys and, you know,
and Carrie Sullivan for hosting.
Yes. And the Barrel Room. I mean, the Barrel Room has been a wonderful endeavor, and here's to future endeavors with Carrie and other distillers and also the state of Ohio. All right, so that was pretty good.
That was.
So I got my Luca Mariano there. Do you want some Luca Mariano?
Of course I do. Is this the bourbon or the rye?
There you go. This is the bourbon.
Oh, you prick.
But isn't that what you said before? I had to make it look like you actually got some, but you weren't supposed to get any.
Not the Luca Mariano. That's good.
The Luca Mariano pick, we've talked about this before. This is the pick for Kentucky Bourbon Festival. That's for you at YouTube or Facebook Live. And there's YouTube. But you can see it's got the 2021 Kentucky Bourbon Festival. It is signed by Francesco Viola. And this pick, we've said it before, it was a rainy, cold, dreary day. We went for the pick. There was a lot of different things that were happening. But what we ended up picking... And then what ended up in the bottle? I think they put what we picked, but I don't remember it like I do. And this stuff
kicks ass and takes names. It's incredible.
I was like, I opened this bottle last March, your bottle, and then I had to get into my bottle because I think your bottle's gone.
That ship sailed.
Even to now, to this point, that's French toast with butter and syrup.
It is awesome. I'd like to get a taste test with some of the really high-end stuff in this, a blind taste test. And I got to believe the majority would pick this one. It's really awesome bourbon.
There it is. I mean, it's got that toasted, and then it's sweet like syrup and
it's
butter.
It's sweet, and it has a good blend of the toasted taste, but there's no bitterness. And it's got an even taste all the way through from nose to finish, you know, and that's what I like in my simple-minded method of
now, one of the other cool things for the Kentucky Bourbon Festival was High Gold from Rabbit Hole. This year's Kentucky Bourbon Festival pick is my favorite. It's Cave Hill. I will be walking out with one or two of those Cave Hills. I really will. But what's really cool is they have this awesome freaking artwork. I was able to get a Mad Hatter but they had Alice going down the rabbit hole. They had the rabbit. They had many different ones, but this High Gold. Now, I really hadn't had too much High Gold coming into, you know, the festival. I wasn't excited because I really never had it. But this, and there's not much left. And I'm glad Kentucky Bourbon Festival is coming because the Cave Hill one I will be picking up. But here we go.
You can give me an eye drop.
And speaking of rabbit hole, I saw that Adam Edwards. Yeah, Adam Edwards left Rabbit Hole. He's on a new endeavor.
Good. I just want to.
You're happy he's leaving Rabbit Hole?
No, I'm glad that you just gave me a little bit of that. I just want a small taste. I got to not kill myself.
Well, we're not trying to kill anybody.
Yeah.
We'll just finish off those two bottles of
Maker's.
Yeah, that's
call it a night.
So there's two up there that we're going to do real quick as soon as we're done with this one. And it's Ohio does. Let's do the rabbit hole. Cheers.
Cheers.
I'm going to put this one down like. I like that. The barrel picks last year from, you know, from Kentucky Bourbon Festival were amazing. The ones, now, I was on the Knob Creek one, which my bottle's gone, except for my one bottle that I'm keeping forever because that was my first ever barrel pick. That bottle was exceptional. So there's a lot of people who knew I was on that pick, so they're hoping that the Scotchy Bourbon Boys or the Barrel Room Scotchy Bourbon Boys select pick is going to be right up there with that one, and I'm pretty sure it is. But since with that said, we got a special treat from, I promised you, Chris Thompson. He gave me a sample of the crispy, this was marshmallow crispy. So let's taste that. And then I've got last year's right here. And that one was from what we got. This one is the one we got that I dipped at Maker's Mark, the toasted marshmallow. I picked it up toasted marshmallow. So I wanted to do the crispy first. Did you do yours? Let's see. We'll take that sample of the crispy, which is a marshmallow.
Just a little.
Yeah, we're just...
Yeah, good.
This is good. I mean, it's just a little bit. I'm not pouring from there. All right, here we go. Let's see what this Maker's crispy marshmallow.
Oh, no, that's good. That's real good.
Did you get a Rice Krispie? Yeah. The end has a Rice Krispie treat taste to it. The finish, right? It's a little smoky. It's almost like a burnt crispy marshmallow. You know, crispy Rice Krispie. But there's a little bit of smoke. You get a little bit of smoke.
A little.
Mm-mm. A little bit of char. Not smoke.
Well.
All right. So the last thing we're going to do. That was from the state of Ohio. That was one of their barrel picks. Another barrel pick they did was this crumble coffee cake, which is amazing. Glad I picked that up. They also did the stave. How do you say that? The Mendiant
or something.
The
like
Mendiant stave.
Which I'll have to look at the spelling.
It basically has 10. That's the bottle right there. French Mendiants. That's up front. It's right there. All right, I'll pour the toasted marshmallow. It's the roasted
French Mendiant.
Right there. Roasted French Mendiant.
Well, I was looking for it right there.
Don't look at it right there. That's the name of it. It's actually 10 staves of the same stave. It's rare that they ever do anything like that. So that's one cool thing. You're finishing your toast. All right, this is it. Now tell me what you think of Maker's Mark Toasted Marshmallow Barrel. That's it.
if you're going to have that much. That we're done now. Just you made it. I probably gave you a half a glass total. Cheers.
Cheers.
This is the toasted marshmallow. Not as good.
No, it's not as good as what Chris sent us.
The crispy marshmallow had the char's there in both, right? Like a charred marshmallow, but and there marshmallows there, but the what Chris sent finishes
sweet, whereas this flattens out,
or this chars out like
whatever.
You
get, yeah,
you still got the char aspect. So yeah, state of Ohio's been doing some good picks, and I think they're one of the few states that's doing picks for a whole state. So I guess, oh, Mr. El Presidente is watching. Hello.
Hi, Randy. Randy. Thanks for good joining to see us. You.
We went over Kentucky Bourbon Festival.
Ad nauseum.
Was there anything that we didn't know that Randy should should be, what he should be answering for us?
Maybe he can clarify whether the Jim Beam event is on Friday or Saturday.
Yeah.
Because there was conflicting information on the website, or maybe cached pages, whatever we were running up against.
I do believe it's Friday because that's what my wristbands were saying. But the one email that came out, one said Friday, one said Saturday. So it was just, we wanted clarification for that. And then, okay. Hey, Randy, I just saw his thing and, thanks for joining us. We were just talking about the different barrel picks. Let's ask Randy, did you have a favorite barrel pick, or were they all the same because you're the president and they're all good? It's Friday at 4:30 to 6. It is Friday, like we thought.
Okay, so that's thanks, good Randy. To know.
Thanks. And then we were just going over a couple of last year's picks that we thought were delicious. The Maker's Mark, the Luca Mariano, and the Rabbit High Gold. 22 picks in all this year. So the bottle shop will be open all 3 days. So just get ready.
Yep.
This is going to be wild.
Oh, Beam is doing an event at the kitchen table on Saturday. Is what Randy's saying.
Ah.
Okay, thanks for clarifying, Randy. Also, Chris Thompson has joined us. Hi, Chris. We're really enjoying crispy marshmallow that you sent up.
Yes.
Good that stuff.
Better than the Maker's Mark toasted marshmallow. So we wanted to put that up against there, and we did that tonight.
Crispy marshmallow won out. That was delicious.
I wonder what would happen if you'd mix them together. Chris says, feel like I was just there. You were just there, Chris.
You were just there. That was an awesome time Thursday night. I was glad you were able to join us for a late bite afterwards.
Yeah, and then Randy said distilleries are selling bottles too. We had covered that. We weren't exactly sure how that was going to work. We covered the sampling and the bottles. The ticket that you purchased, that 3-day ticket, includes all the samples from all the distilleries. And then all the distilleries are selling bottles or can sell bottles. Some might not be able to. And then also, they also are going to be the bottle shop with Justin's House of Bourbon will be opened all 3 days. Very, very, very exciting. Don't be sorry. Better late than never. Cheers, El Presidente.
Cheers, Randy. Can't wait to see you.
So yeah, we covered a lot. We covered the events that the different special events we went through, the pairings and the mixing, you know, all the what would you say, the mixed cocktail mixing classes and that type of thing.
Food pairing,
that's all coming. Covered the VIP is sold out. And that one more time. Yes, you are planning a festival in 29.25 days. We are super excited about it.
You know, and I'll tell you what, you haven't had the definition of busy unless you're Randy Prassy inside of a month of Bourbon Fest. And I can't believe you found the time to join us tonight, Randy. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, that's just some. It's amazing what you've been doing, what you put together, and then how much is going to happen. I'm just so looking forward to what that's going to be. We are pumped. We even added what's really fucked up is that we added an extra day, so we're going to be coming down Saturday the 10th, the week before Kentucky Bourbon Festival, and we've got a lot of stuff. We're hopefully going to have a barrel pick with the Spirit of French Lick. We're going to do a bus tour. Then the festival starts, and then we're at the festival. But Saturday, September 9th, we purchased VIP tickets to a Canton, Ohio Bourbon Festival.
hitting a pre-bourbon bourbon festival.
Right. So that should be... Yeah, I did. I gave you a better warning than any other. I mean, this is the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. What would you say? This is the Scotchy Bourbon Boys Kentucky Bourbon Festival, where we talked about it. We kind of were going over the stuff, going over everything, just the two of us. But we would love to have El Presidente Randy Prassi on one more time before the festival. To promote it so that... To
promote everything that we've forgotten or otherwise screwed
right,
up.
Right, so that it's on task. Maybe, a half-hour one where basically he just covers everything
or
he wants to cover.
Or as much time as he can afford
but
to
I mean,
give us.
You've, yeah. you've got the distiller's going to be on stage. You've got, you've got your main stage. Oh, he says anytime.
You're awesome, Randy.
Because, Randy, you're not too busy, right?
Yeah,
right.
He's just twiddling his thumbs with nothing to do. And if you believe that, I've got some swampland in Florida to sell you.
So anyways, we're excited about it. It's coming up. It's just festival season. I'm hoping for a week like we had up here in Ohio this past week. 60 degrees in the morning.
75 to 80 at the most
yes.
in the evening, a cool breeze blowing. It was beautiful weather.
Yeah, right now it is 68 degrees.
We've come down to Kentucky for Bourbon Festival twice, and we have baked. I mean, we have absolutely baked. There's it's like in the high 90s.
We expect to bake, but it would be nice if we got a little cool off down there.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, we had the VIP passes last year, and the best part of the VIP was not the food and the drinks. It was the air conditioning. I mean, that was just unbelievable.
Well, this year, the VIP is going to be a large air-conditioned tent. I'm looking forward to...
you don't have to ride the elevator in Spalding Hall.
Right. But it's going to be... it's going to be a lot... What would you say? More spacious.
It's going to be more spacious.
Tent, yeah.
It's going to be more convenient.
He's like, just wait. I can't.
You can't wait, Randy. That's the point.
Yes, exactly.
We're a couple of kids waiting for Christmas morning.
We decided to do this podcast because we're like, oh my God, what can we do to make this come faster? Get faster. Go, right?
Faster.
As Ricky Bobby says, if you're not first, you're last.
Something like that.
Exactly. So anyways, that brings us, we're pretty much Buffalo Trace 1792 Blanton's is the VIP sponsors. I had no idea. Really? Oh, Buffalo Trace 1792 are the VIP. That should make for some good bourbon in the VIP tent. That's 100% sure. I mean, that's the cool thing about it. Randy, he's just confirmed that today. So you're hearing
that's
about
exclusive,
that,
folks.
That on the podcast, but also that's the cool part of what keeps happening. Okay, so Randy, is it 50 distilleries that are going to be represented? Last year it was 1792. So it's total 22 barrel picks and 50 craft and regular distillers that are going to be there having booths. Is that right? Was 50 correct, or is it, I believe on the website right now it's 47. Maybe you can specify. I think you did specify that earlier on a podcast, but whew. 48 distilleries. So there you go. 48 total distilleries. I mean, you get to taste 48 different bourbons over 3 days. I mean, you could spread that out, you know, so that you don't have
16 bourbons a day, actually.
Yeah, but I mean, hopefully, you know, it's like just bring your Glencairn and just have them keep filling it up, right?
Right, exactly.
So it'll be really interesting. Okay. Yeah, they're lost for sure. But it's Angel's Envy. He said Angel's Envy pulled out. But when you think about it, why would Angel's Envy even be in it? Because they're not bourbon. It just...
Ooh! Ooh, a shot across the bow.
But it's true. I mean, they don't make bourbon. They have Kentucky straight bourbon finished in port wine casks. They don't even make rye. Rye, straight rye whiskey in port wine casks. Finished. It's finished bourbon. I mean, I don't mind.
But there's a lot of us that enjoy Angel's Envy.
Wait.
To see him go. Yeah.
Wait, but at the same time, I don't mind finished bourbon from a company that makes bourbon, but where? Oh, that's, you just mentioned the devil. Bourbon and Beyond has them. Oh, yeah, because they, I'm not going to say anything, but their lineup, I was going over the lineup and I don't know. I mean, I've seen past lineups of Bourbon and Beyond. And I mean, when pretty much everybody your sponsor, you know, your main staging is from the 90s, I mean, it's got a lot to be desired. There's no doubt. When you're talking about Pearl Jam, and I mean, you're just not talking about, I'm just not excited about Bourbon and Beyond. And then told them we didn't want the bear. So did you, so did they pull out and then say you didn't want the barrel, or did you say you didn't want the barrel after you did the barrel pick? So we're down. Oh, let's see. No participation, no barrel pick. Oh, yeah. Oh,
wow.
I agree. So there, I guess there's, that's going to be interesting how that works. It was after. Yeah, I agree. If that, how do they pull? But that is the world today, correct? Mm-hmm. Yep. So anyways, so we're at 48 participants and 21 barrels, I guess. That's what it's down to, 21 barrel picks. So, all right, here he goes. I'm still reading away. The barrel costs more than their fees to be in. All right. Woo! All right, so I guess that we've pretty much covered everything we wanted to cover tonight. Did you have anything you wanted to add there?
No, that's all, other than thank you, everybody, for joining us. Thank you, Randy Prassy, again, for taking your time to be with us. Greg Snyder, and everybody that has joined us, we really appreciate it.
Yeah, remember, we're the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. Remember, we're going to be at Kentucky Bourbon Festival, you know, join us down there. There are tickets still available. We have probably about 30 Scotchy Bourbon Boys. I'm going to try and do one night down in Kentucky Bourbon Festival at the place that we stay. We have a large fire pit in the back and kind of get together maybe a Scotchy Bourbon Boy meeting when we're down there. We'll have to see as we go. That's kind of a cool thing. But remember, everybody, check us out at www.scotchybourbonboys.com for everything Scotchy Bourbon Boys. Make sure you support us on the Patreon. And then also check us out Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok.
Very good.
Also, that's your social media. All podcast formats. Remember, no matter where you listen or watch, we are, make sure, not we are, but make sure to...
make sure we are.
Yeah, make sure you listen, like, and Subscribe. And listen, like, comment, and subscribe. Those are the four
but only important things. Comments.
Yeah, but that's very important for people coming around and seeing us. So once again, everybody, we're the Scotchy Bourbon Boys.
Your opinion matters only if it's positive. Thank you.
Yeah. And remember, get out there and live your life and make sure that you take chances and live dangerously. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone. Thank you.
Little Steve-O.
Little Steve-O taking us out.
Oh, show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. Show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. For if we don't find the next whiskey bar, I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die.
Hey, Scotchy Bourbon Boys fans, this is Alan Bishop, Indiana's Alchemist of the Black Forest. So I'm tuning in here today to tell you all about the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute channel on YouTube. If you're at all interested in the art of distilling, whether it be home distilling or professional distilling, and the intense geekery that goes into that process, then check out the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute on YouTube. I promise you're going to learn something you didn't know before about the arts.